Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:06 on this Thursday morning. It's the first day of March 2018. I'm John Reed. Glad to have you here for Richmond's Morning News. If you were with us yesterday, you know we spent the last hour of this program talking about the news from Dick's Sporting Goods and their CEO making the rounds of the national network news programs, talking about their decision to pull certain weapons out of their sales stock, and a much more controversial decision to stop selling to anyone under the age of 21, regardless of what the locality's laws are where the store is located. And that has really got some people up in arms. You know, you're a private business, you can do what you want, but there may be some consequences to that, I think. Ryan McCormick is a PR and media relations specialist with Goldman McCormick, and he joins us this morning to give us his assessment of how this has shaken out in the past and what the folks who are engaging in politics and business today might find out. Ryan, how are you this morning?
I'm doing unbelievable, and it's an honor to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you here. So why do you think the CEO at Dick's, I mean, I understand he has an emotional reaction, and he and his management team have to make a judgment call. Okay, and they are a private business. They can do what they want to do. But why go out and go on national television and be the face of a very controversial and explosive issue in American politics today? Is that smart business, you think?
I don't believe it's smart business, no. Mm-hmm. Because I imagine that the majority of the people that probably do go there and purchase the equipment are probably pro-gun. And the reality is that, you know, they're saying that, okay, we're going to be corporate, we're going to be responsible, we're going to take the higher portion on this, and maybe it'll pay off. Maybe it's the right thing for them to do in the long term. Maybe they see something that we don't see. But overall, I think the fact that when you inject yourself in any kind of political or social debate, you are alienating a portion of your audience. I think they're going to forever alienate a portion of their customer base, because the reality is that people will probably just go to other stores and purchase guns, or they'll just go to other stores and purchase other goods. And the fact that they came out and did this, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be seen as saying, okay, well, it's great. It's, you know, gutsy that they did it, but I think they're going to alienate a large portion of their customer base.
Yeah, you know, and it's a product that if you're selling it, as you point out, that group, the people who are going to a gun store to buy guns, will remember this, and they've got other options. We could look at a number of issues that have popped up in the last decade. The thing that always pops into my mind is the Chick-fil-A situation.
Yeah.
You know, the CEO talking about gay rights or gay marriage, certainly he's entitled to his opinion, but it always struck me as weird. Why would you go out and do that, since that has nothing to do with selling chicken sandwiches?
Right.
And maybe a bunch of churches will buy your chicken sandwich. That's great. But I know a lot of people who won't even go near a Chick-fil-A because of it.
One of the things we recommend at our firm is don't ever, ever take a political stance. If you feel that you're passionate about politics, do it behind the scenes. Do not put that in the forefront of your company's culture, because your political positions, they'll affect all people. You have to keep in mind that you have a responsibility not only for your customers, but for your employees. And, okay, some people think that, okay, well, I'm taking a stance because, you know, it's moral. It's a moral high ground. But the reality is that, you know, your perceived moral high ground alienates individuals. And I know that everyone's upset about what happened with the Florida shooting, but the fact of the matter is that this is based on our culture. It seems like it's going to happen again. And apparently the worst shooting or the worst school massacre that ever happened took place in 1927. There was a bombing in 1927 where 40 kids were killed.
Yeah.
And they don't talk about that. And I think that people sometimes forget that America has a very interesting long history of this. And it's not just what happened recently, but if you look at our culture, this has been happening since our inception. We've always had things like this happening. It's part of our nature. And I know that people have this emotional reaction to it. They want to do something. Well, there's, of course, there's plenty of things you can do. You can become a responsible citizen. But I don't know. I think these companies, they're kind of jumping on a bandwagon, and I don't know if their intentions are pure. I think that sometimes they're just trying to get the edge and maybe thinking that if they just, you know, perceive to take a moral high ground, it's going to lead to a revenue increase.
We're talking to Ryan McCormick, a PR and media relations specialist. Do you think that corporate America has been changed in the types of people who have their senior executive positions, that they are social justice warriors rather than the old, you know, the image of the white guy in the three-piece suit who went to a very conservative school and already had money? I mean, has there been a real dynamic change in who's making these decisions?
I can't say with any certainty. It would seem so. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I do notice is that I feel a lot of these companies, they make decisions impulsively. They don't make decisions long-term strategy-wise, thinking how can this decision, which looks good in the short term, affect the business in the long term. And I think that if they thought about that, they would think twice. I mean, FedEx right now is in this position where they said, okay, well, we're going to cut ties with the NRA. Well, wait one second, we're not necessarily going to do it. And lots of the companies are kind of going wishy-washy with it. And they don't realize that in the long term, you are going to forever alienate those people, because the people who believe in gun rights, they're probably never going to be patient any of those businesses ever again.
Yeah.
And that's what some of these companies are thinking. They're thinking in the short term, okay, well, this is great. It's going to be great press. But in the long term, you're going to forever lose those companies.
Yeah, I used to tell clients, you don't have to answer every email that comes to you. You don't have to answer every question. Let me ask you real fast about the Papa John's situation and the Pizza Hut NFL sponsorship. Papa John's walks away from the NFL, and within less than 24 hours, Pizza Hut announces they're the new official pizza of NFL. And this is after the former CEO, when he was CEO of Papa John's, mouthed off about the anthem protesters. And I'm sure from a conservative perspective, he felt like that would help him with conservatives who eat pizza. But boy, it rankled a lot of left wingers and apparently hurt his bottom line. What do you think happens with Pizza Hut now? That's the question.
When it comes to food, that is good, that is addicting, that it doesn't really matter. I don't think that it matters at all.
It doesn't cause anybody to walk away from.
No, I don't believe it. Because if you love pizza, or you love Pepsi, or you love anything that, you know, it tastes really good, I think that people are so entrenched in their, you know, animalistic type, you know, patterns of like, you know, addictions. They're like, I don't care.
If I were the CEO of Pizza Hut, I would say we love football and we love pizza, and that's what we're selling to America. Just leave it at that,
universally
right?
Be universally appealing. It's your best bet. And I'll maximize your bottom line, too.
Ryan McCormick from Goldman McCormick, a PR and media relations specialist. We really appreciate that insight here on Richmond's Morning.
It's a great honor to be with you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.